This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Obamacare requires hospitals to list standard charges for services. It wasn't until earlier this year that the federal government actually started requiring that hospitals post their prices so that consumers would know the real charges for tests and labs and procedures. Well, hospitals didn't like the proposals because it would level the playing field, allowing people and insurance companies and employers to compare services on cost. So the hospitals have done what hospitals often do. They tried to throw up smoke screens and block the policy. Well, it turns out that this is one part of Obamacare that the Trump administration actually likes. So the policy was enforced starting earlier this year. Hospitals must be delighted because this price transparency policy has turned into a joke. I recently had my medical students look at the UC Davis and UCLA price postings, what are called the charge masters. Well, my students universally agreed the price listings are completely unreadable, unsearchable, and unintelligible. The web pages are encrypted in medical billing abbreviations that make no sense to a doctor or nurse, let alone a consumer. Different hospitals use different terms, so there's no way a person can compare one hospital to another. The posted charges do not include the price of the doctor. So it's a little like buying a refrigerator and not getting the total price, but being told the price list for component pieces, for the condenser, for the door hinges, for the ice maker, and the like. What are we supposed to do with that information? A patient scheduled, say, for outpatient hernia surgery might look up the price of the surgery, but not be aware that it does not cover the cost of the surgeon, a surgical assistant, or the anesthesiologist. My guess is that the actual price of the surgery is at least double what is posted on the web. Even if patients could get accurate data on charges, would it lower prices? Well, on the one hand, are economists who believe that cost transparency will lead to greater competition and lower costs. However, there are also economists who argue that medicine is different than, say, buying a car where there's lots of choices and lots of information. In healthcare, there are usually few choices, and those are further limited by the type of insurance you have. Research suggests that people do not want to price shop when it comes to healthcare. They want quality and they expect fairness. Unfortunately, that is not what they're getting. Procedures, drug prices, and x-rays can vary by as much as tenfold from one hospital to another for no apparent reason. Now, all of this is fixable if the legislature and governors wanted to end it. Medicare has set fees, and it works. If hospitals want it to be licensed or accredited, which they must do to operate, why not simply require that they post accurate information that is available, usable, complete, and understandable? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.